state law, a couple who lost two embryos when they were dropped filed the lawsuit. News and analysis at townhall.com. Stocks end the week on a winning note, despite the mixed results on Friday.
Stocks clung to modest gains on Wall Street, enough to edge the S&P 500 index to another record high and its sixth winning week in the last seven. Weakness in some technology companies, including Apple, nudged the NASDAQ composite slightly lower. A pullback by travel-related companies also checked gains elsewhere in the market. The S&P 500 inched up by less than 0.1% Friday. The NASDAQ composite slipped 0.3%. The Dow added 62 points. That's about 0.2%. Live Nation rose 2%. The owner of Ticketmaster reported a 36% gain in revenue last year. Intuitive Machines, the company that made the first U.S. lunar landing in more than half a century, rose sharply. Seth Sutel, New York.
According to AT&T, Thursday's cell phone outage that affected customers was not the result of a cyber attack. They said a software update was to blame. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call now at 800-533-6605 for a free consultation. For 16 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and a Christian-owned company. Don't get stuck in the endless cycle of payments. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Christian-owned Total Financial Freedom now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605. 800-533-6605.
American Ground Radio. No religious or medical exemption needed. But studies have shown prolonged or excessive exposure to common sense spoken on this program may be contagious, making you infectious to others.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Frost.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
You know, I'm not quite sure this is going to be pleasant, but...
Oh, no, it's going to be great.
The show's going to be great.
The show's going to be amazing.
Absolutely. But I think this should be discussed. And I apologize in advance if anyone has just eaten or...
is in the process of eating. I mean, it is dinner time and a lot of the markets we're in right now, so...
You know, this might make you a little queasy, but in what could be described only... as a puff piece from the Daily Mail,
yes,
which is the largest publication, English publication, on the planet,
okay,
right, in terms of
Daily
Mail's
out of
the UK,
the United Kingdom, and it certainly leans a bit to the left.
But nevertheless, there's a puff piece in the Daily Mail discussing an upcoming book called The American Woman, The Transformation of the Modern First Lady, from Hillary Clinton to Jill Biden. Now, the author, Katie...
The transformation from Hillary Clinton to Jill Biden. That's interesting because I don't consider that much of a transformation.
No, it's not.
Now, if you go the transformation from Melania Trump to Jill Biden...
Oh, maybe
I think that's
so.
A pretty big... You could go the transformation from Hillary Clinton to Laura Bush. That was a pretty big transformation.
How about the transformation from Jackie Kennedy... to just about any first lady.
Except for, Melania Trump.
Melania, maybe.
Right?
Maybe Laura Bush.
Laura Bush, Laura Bush was an interesting first lady. She didn't necessarily seek out the spotlight, but I think she used her position as first lady to promote literacy in America, especially among kids. I think that was a good platform she had as first lady.
But I think she had more of a traditional wifely role.
Well, she learned from Barbara Bush.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to denigrate her in any way. But
Laura Bush wasn't seeking fame and fortune and power.
Compare her to Nancy Reagan. That was very much a control freak of everything. Ronald Reagan, very protective.
She was protective of
Reagan. Called in astrologers. Mm. I'm just saying that, you know, Laura Bush, as you pointed out, she didn't seek the spotlight.
Right.
And she let her husband his thing.
She let George be George.
Now.
Okay.
So I bring all of this up because Katie Rogers has written this new book about the transformation, as we just recently discussed.
Okay.
And the secret, she says, in this book, according to the Bidens, 47 years married now.
Yeah, and congratulations for that. That's wonderful.
The secret to their successful marriage now, 47 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now brace yourself, folks.
Oh, God.
Here's the secret to their success.
And I saw this headline today, so I'm cringing now.
It's good sex.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That just happened. This is a thing that occurred. And of course, all the Twitter commenters took the ball and ran with it with all of the, I mean, you know, how creepy is this for her to even say this? Because with all of the depravity that has surrounded the Bidens, the allegations found in his daughter's diary.
Yeah.
I mean, that they showered together until she was in her teens.
Well, look, if that's the secret to any happy marriage, how do you explain Hunter's peccadilloes? How do you explain his relationship failures?
Oh, I mean, the sickening photos of his son, Hunter, with his niece.
So that's...
I mean, this is just too much, and it's not the first time we've heard this sort of thing.
And by the way, who said that?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden said that.
I mean, we've heard this sort of thing from a man who is entirely too familiar with the women around him, and particularly the young girls. I mean, the Daily Mail reminds us that in 2006, remember, Joe Biden said, I'd rather be home making love to my wife while my children are asleep than running for president. You remember this?
I don't remember that. I'm pretty sure I've blocked that out. Thanks for bringing that back up.
I mean, he apparently infuriated his wife by joking.
Okay.
You know, that the key to their 47-year marriage is good sex. I mean, his racy comment has been revealed now for the first time by Katie Rogers. And
is that what Katie Rogers meant by the transformation of the first lady from Hillary Clinton to Joe Biden? Is that what was meant by that?
I mean, apparently he's photographed often kissing his wife.
Okay. That's fine.
On Air Force One, date nights, introducing himself as Jill's husband.
Look, I will say this. For a marriage, I think for a lot of marriages, it's very important to have date nights. I do think a lot of husbands and wives neglect the friendship aspect of their relationships, neglect going out, having dinner, spending time with each other. Look, I know some people that some of our closest friends, they insist every week they have at least one date night where they go to dinner, they leave the kids at home, they go to dinner. I think those are healthy things for a marriage.
Well, anyway, and this,
is that necessary to hear from the president of the United States who stumbles upstairs?
He's joking, right? I mean, you might joke in the same way. I mean, just
not as president of the United States of America. I would make that joke.
For your wife, you might say something that might shock her, right? Just to get
not to a reporter,
just to get a rise out of her.
Do I say things to my wife that are shocking just to be funny?
Sometimes I do.
When it's just her and I, yes.
Yeah.
Is there a rule in our household that I am not allowed to do a Bill Clinton impersonation after the lights are off? Yes, that rule exists. But I don't say these things to reporters. I don't go out on into public and as the president of the United States saying, what's the success to your marriage? And No, the six. How about mutual respect? How about trust? How about
maybe we're being
friendship?
Maybe we're being a little too hard on Joe.
No, I'm not, because this is one of the problems with Joe Biden is that he has a history of putting his foot in his mouth. He's got hoof and mouth disease.
Well, we know that. Of course,
this is one of those examples. He just doesn't think. That's the problem. He thinks he's being clever. He's not. He thinks he's being funny. He's not. He's being cringeworthy.
Okay.
So he's being creepy Uncle Joe.
So you ask, you know, about this book and the transformation. What does all that mean from,
yes,
you know, from Hillary to Jill?
Because if you want to talk about the transformation of the First Lady, I do think you have to talk about Betty Ford. I think she did a lot to change what that office is all about, to give it a mission, to give it a purpose that hadn't really been there in previous First Ladies. But I don't think that's what she's writing about.
No, she says the book examines the evolution of the unpaid role from when Hillary Clinton held it, mm-hmm, to the current East Wing that is run by Jill Biden, and how each woman shaped the position of the First Lady,
okay,
and how it is tied to the holder's husband. I don't quite know what that means, but this is how she describes her book.
Okay. It doesn't seem to be that interesting of a book, and maybe that's why they had to use Joe's little,
but they are an openly affectionate couple that showing their love for one another.
That's
in public.
Fine,
you know, he's a bent level, over one time.
No,
to
stop.
No, to pick a flower, uh-huh, for,
okay,
her.
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, new cell phone data suggests that Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis lied under oath. Donald Trump's lawyers were able to get a cell phone records of Nathan Wade, the prosecutor who Willis hired to have to help go after Trump and who had an affair with while he was still married. Both Wade and Willis stated under oath that their illicit relationship did not begin until after Willis had hired Wade. But the cell phone records suggest Wade spent the night at Willis's house on multiple occasions the year before he was hired to go after Trump. The judge in the case is currently deliberating over whether or not to kick Willis off the Trump election interference case in Georgia.
You know, I think Trump's attorneys probably were singing, you know, that song, Let's Get It On.
No,
they were probably, that's what they were thinking, because they were like, come on, bring it.
I don't think that's what they were thinking.
But you knew watching the testimony,
oh, that, yeah,
those
that
two
they
were not telling the truth.
Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, the U.S. had landed on the moon for the first time in 50 years. The unmanned spacecraft Odysseus touched down yesterday evening in a crater near the south pole of the moon. The mission is a joint effort between two private companies, Intuitive Machines and SpaceX, and NASA. That makes this the first privately owned and built spacecraft to ever land on the moon. NASA placed six different experiments on the lander to help gather data in advance of a return of humans to the lunar surface under NASA's Artemis program.
Do we have the funding to do this?
Actually, because we're using private companies, yeah, a lot less expensive to get something to the moon using private companies than it is government dollars. And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, President Biden announced 500 new sanctions on Russia in the wake of the death of a Russian dissident, Alexei Navalny, in a Russian prison. Navalny's case, his cause of death has not been released, but many analysts suspect he was ordered killed by Putin himself. The sanctions put in place by Biden target individuals who are connected to Russian military and finance sectors. It's unclear how much effect this round of sanctions will have, since Biden's previous sanctions have had no clear effect in stopping or even slowing Russia's war in Ukraine.
And none of these sanctions will outweigh all of the financial gain we are giving away to Russia,
mm-hmm,
by refusing to drill for oil here at home.
It's insane. He said this was going to be a catastrophic effect for Russia. They're going to ignore it. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. You go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right now. now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these, folks.
Or you get a six-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in three little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly.
Huge. Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, AGR, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
Whether you live out in the open range or in the big city, your gun is a part of your life. You're a law-abiding citizen who lives by the Second Amendment.
Gun is as good or as bad as the man using it.
No matter where you call home, you'll find the best selection for guns and accessories at RedRiverRange.com. RedRiverRange.com carries only the best brands of firearms, featuring handguns, rifles, shotguns, optics, and accessories. And RedRiverRange.com has selected products offered at a discounted price. Go to RedRiverRange.com. Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them, and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
My eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation. Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Palmer, the Wasar Avalone.
So during the Super Bowl, there were a lot of different commercials.
As there always are every year.
Of course, and we could certainly talk about nearly every single one of them. But the one that caught my eye was the one of Dove Soap.
Okay.
Now, Dove Soap did this, and I'll play a clip from it. They did this commercial, and then all these little girls playing different sports.
Right.
Some of them, you know, were in gymnastics. And
they're falling down here and
all
there.
All over the place. And, well, here's just a little flavor of that commercial.
It's a hard knock life.
Now, it gets to that point.
Of course, that's a song from Annie. Right?
Of course. Yeah. It gets to that point, and on the screen, it says, the knocks don't stop girls playing sports.
Mm-hmm.
Low body confidence does.
Okay.
Now, look, that may be true. That may all be true.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the truth. Here's the truth of why girls are not playing female sports. They're leaving sports because female sports no longer exist. Female sports allow males who call themselves women to dominate those sports, then give them awards, right? So for them to say it's low body confidence, and it might be, you know, I granted, I don't have that perspective as a little girl, no doubt. I get that. But at the same time, the true story here is that the left has destroyed, liberals have destroyed female sports.
Well, and I don't think low body confidence is the number one reason why girls stop playing sports. My daughter stopped playing sports because she didn't love it.
But there were
other things that she enjoyed doing more, and she wanted to go do those things. Fine, go do those. I want you to do something. Yeah, you know, you don't have to play the sport. You don't have to play the sport I played growing up. My son didn't like playing soccer as much. He preferred fencing, and so he changed sports. But look, the data does kind of show, just in general, boys are more likely to enjoy sports overall than what girls are. Now, obviously, there are differences. We're about to talk with our American mama. Kimberly Burles' daughter played college sports. She played college volleyball. Not every girl does.
No, but where's the survey on female athletes who feel cheated and disrespected and discarded?
And would Dove...
I mean, like Riley Gaines, for example.
Would Dove feature Riley Gaines in their commercials? or not? Or who's Dove more likely to represent in their commercials? Is Dove more likely to have Dylan Mulvaney in their commercials?
And look, I'm not trying to discard or otherwise, you know, minimize the importance of low body confidence for women. Women should feel as confident regardless of your body size, your body shape, et cetera.
Okay.
That's not what makes you a woman.
You should be as healthy as you can.
Absolutely. Okay. But at the same time, let's be real about what the left has done to girls, to female sports in this country.
We got a question for American mamas. Dear mamas, what do women really want for Valentine's Day?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama. Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way I've been going.
Lewis, I'm so sorry. I played the wrong theme song. I should have played the Mom on the Run song.
I was hanging my head there.
Join us on the phone right now, our American mamas, Terry Netterville and Kimberly Burleson, our moms on the run. I want to be clear here. This is not a question from me trying to figure out what I'm going to get my wife for Valentine's Day. I've already taken care of it.
You're so good.
But, we'll see. For any guy out there that's like, I don't know what to do, can you guys help us?
Let me tell you, my husband is probably the most unromantic person you can possibly know.
What?
So he takes the trash out, if he takes the trash out without me asking, I feel so loved. And I'm thank you, Mike. I love you so much.
He has lowered the bar so well.
Yep. He is not. He is the most wonderful man. I feel loved every day.
I was about to say.
He shows me love in so many ways, but he just isn't good at we don't go to fancy restaurants. I don't receive flowers, but I feel so loved and I'm easy to please. Now at this age, I'm easy to please.
The trash is good.
That doesn't help. But guys taking out the trash for Valentine's Day, that's bad advice. All right.
That doesn't help.
Terry, what you got?
Well, let me just say this about my brother-in-law, Mike. First, he is the most generous, giving soul. Like, there's nothing she cannot. He'll come back. He'll come from the store after getting all the things on our list. He'll go, oh, my gosh, Mike, I forgot to tell you to grab some eggs. He'll go, okay, well, I'll run back out and get it. Like, there's not, are you serious? Like, he's that every day. So if he doesn't do anything for Valentine's Day, he's off the hook in my book. For my husband, I just asked him a minute because I knew we were going to be talking about this. I said, what are you going to give me for Valentine's Day? What do you think he said, Kimberly? He is a typical male. And he's like,
he said,
I got your Valentine.
What are you going to give me for Valentine's Day?
No, he did the other male thing. He was like,
what are you going to give me?
I got your Valentine. I'm like, Kevin, is that the freaking answer for everything? If I say, hey, hand me that broom. Oh, I got your broom. If I say, I don't feel good. I know it'll make you feel. I mean, that's Valentine's Day.
That's the answer. Yeah.
But actually, that's the Valentine's Day for the guy. For me, you know, I was reading this article. I was trying to see what women like. And it was like chocolate or flowers or jewelry or you know, a sweet little kiss or whatever. For me personally, it's not just this one day. I mean, this one day would be nice if he's like, hey, why don't we just go eat, the two of us, and, you know, take me somewhere nice. We really don't go on dates very much anymore or to the movie or whatever. But honestly, I would rather have him be kind of like both of my brother-in-laws, where they are every day. They're so kind and so loving that if I had to do away with Valentine's so I could have that for the rest of the year, hey, I'm all for it. What about y'all?
I feel like we're not helping anybody here. I feel like they're guys right now listening to the show. Like, they had pen and paper out. They were ready to go. They're like, we're going to get something good. The American mamas are going to tell us something that's going to help us. And right now they're like, I got nothing. I got nothing here.
Well,
I can't get you an unloaded dishwasher and call it good.
Either, but Kimberly probably has something. I've got nothing. Go ahead, Kay.
The only thing I have, I'm not a flower person. I love chocolate. And I think every woman will tell you that right now. Every woman can appreciate flowers only if paired with chocolate. But I think
what if you're somebody and it's the new year and they are trying to lose weight? Then what?
Oh, give me a break. Give me a break. It's Valentine's Day.
What?
My wife.
It's Valentine's Day.
If I brought my wife chocolates and flowers for Valentine's Day, I would be in the doghouse. I know
are
better
you
than.
Serious?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So my advice was good. I said, take your wife out to dinner. Do something just for the two of y'all, to celebrate just the two of y'all. So what are you doing? What are you doing for Wendy? And Lewis, what are you doing for Colleen?
Where's the crickets sound effect?
All right, so what I noticed...
I'm still thinking. Wendy
had
one... I was hoping this whole segment would help me.
I noticed last week, Wendy wanted a place to sit down in the bathroom to where she could do her makeup in front of the mirror. So she wouldn't have to stand up in front of the mirror to do the makeup. I went and I bought a stool for her that matches the rest of the decor in the bathroom, and I put it together last night, and it's already delivered. So
okay, that's actually very, very thoughtful.
See?
Yeah, you definitely win. I say either take them to bed or take them to dinner.
Wow. Okay. Well, if you'd like to ask our American mamas a question.
Or both, I mean, right?
Not at the same time.
That's right. Okay, take them to dinner, I'm
with Liz
on that one.
If you'd like to ask our American mamas a question, go to our website, americangroundradio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button.
Well, this took the wrong turn.
Why is it I had the best advice on this?
It usually does. You know what? I'm irreverent. That's how it is.
Yeah, it is. All right. Terry Netterville, Kimberly Burleson, thank y'all so much. Happy Valentine's Day.
All right, bye, guys.
We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio. Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country, and we're expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses to join one of the fastest-growing conservative talk shows in our country. When you become a sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results, and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and click on Contact. President Reagan once said, if we don't know what we did, we don't know who we are. American Ground Radio features an online store with something for everyone. What makes America great? You'll find out when you read the book, Bright Spots, Big Country. You can help your kids and grandkids learn who they are as Americans with the Conservative Kid Growth Kit or listen to the educational CD, Freedom Rings. Shop today and go online at AmericanGroundRadio.com. Smells fresh and ready to go. American Ground Radio is as American as apple pie, except our content is more filling and less calories. If you missed a recent show or you want to hear a show again, you can listen anytime to any episode by subscribing to the American Ground Radio podcast. So have a slice of good, wholesome, conservative talk radio and subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast. Wherever you get your podcast.
Hi, I'm Lewis R. Avalone.
And I'm Stephen Parr from American Ground Radio. One of the worst parts about the government's COVID lockdowns is that they trampled on our First Amendment rights to freely assemble and to worship.
Too many of us have gotten into the habit of not going to church.
Don't let the government's temporary act of tyranny lead you to a permanent act of rebellion against God.
This weekend, make sure you are fully exercising your First Amendment rights by assembling in the church of your choosing.
It's time to get back to normal.
It's time to get back to God.
It's time to go back to church.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling because they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. Hey. American Ground Radio, let's go. Hey.
The methods described and ideas expressed during this program have proven the impossible to be possible. At any rate, any action taken based on this information as discussed during the program, well, I'm sorry, that's strictly at your own risk.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, so the Biden administration creates this immigration mess, right?
Yeah.
And then they leave it up to the rest of the country, each of the states, to figure out what to do, right? And so
No, they don't care.
Well, yeah.
They're not leaving it up to the states to figure out what to do. They're just pretending it's not a problem.
Well, they're certainly not directing the states to deal with the issue.
Because they'd have to admit that there is an issue. They'd have to admit that they're the reason there is an issue. It's not just that they're leaving it up to the states. They're just walking away going, oh, my job's done here.
And so every state is doing something a little differently, right? In the state of Texas, they're arresting folks.
They are
detaining folks that are illegal immigrants.
South Dakota just sent, Kristi Noem just sent another round of National Guard troops down to Texas to assist to Texas.
Well, in Michigan, the State Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity in Michigan is now asking Michigan citizens to volunteer as sponsors for what they call refugees, what some might also call illegal immigrants.
Well, that's the technical term for them. They're not actually refugees.
So basically, the state of Michigan is asking its citizens to volunteer.
Yes.
And you go and you meet these illegal immigrants at the airport.
Okay.
You greet them. You help prepare initial housing for them. You enroll their children. You help them to enroll their children in school.
Okay.
And you help the adult immigrants, illegal immigrants, to find employment.
Wait. Just real quick. Let's say somebody robs a bank. Okay?
I know where you're going with this.
They commit a crime.
Yes.
And you go up to them and you're like, here's what you need to do.
Yes.
You need to take the money that you've stolen and you need to make it legitimate. So let me have you, we're gonna put this money into a laundromat and we're gonna bring it back out and it'll be clean money. Let me help you with it. I'm going to assist
you.
That's a crime. That's aiding and abetting criminal behavior.
They're laundering their classification in this country.
That's what they're doing.
To some degree.
The state of Michigan is asking people to aid and abet criminal behavior.
But they aren't the only ones. In Massachusetts, the lieutenant governor there, this was last year, came right out and asked residents, if you have an extra room or a suite in your home,
yes,
consider hosting an illegal immigrant family.
Would that same lieutenant governor come out and say, we'd like you to consider harboring a fugitive?
I mean,
somebody who's wanted by the law, somebody who's broken the law and is subject to going to jail. We want you just to put them in your house.
You know, there aren't any numbers on how many families jumped at that proposal from the lieutenant governor there in Massachusetts. But at the same time,
the number of smart families doing that would be absolutely zero.
I wonder if the lieutenant governor herself might have opened up her home to complete strangers.
No, not a chance. Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down.
Every long war becomes a war of attrition. It becomes about who can outlast the other. And basically, it's a simple mathematical equation. On one side of the equation, you take all the people and war fighting material that you can recruit and build and add to your fight. And you subtract all the people and warfighting material you lose during the course of battle. That's usually a negative number. Then on the other side of the equation, the math is the same for your enemy.
It's kind of like scoring points.
Basically. But if the negative number on your side of the equation is larger than the negative number on your enemy's side of the equation, you are in big trouble.
Well, sure.
Make sense?
Of course.
Let me give you some examples. Civil War became a war of attrition. At first, the North was losing more men and material, but they had larger populations and more manufacturing, so they could add in more men and equipment to the fight every year than the South could. And eventually, the North was taking the war to the South, destroying infrastructure in the South, making their ability to continue the fight basically impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. World War One, a war of attrition between France and Britain and the Germans and Austrians, at least after Russia was knocked out of the war. Well, that was kind of a balanced equation, and neither side was able to break through until the U.S. entered the war and added 100,000 soldiers to the Allied side. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
World War II was also a war of attrition, and Japan was doomed from the moment they bombed Pearl Harbor. They could never win a war of attrition against the United States, and they couldn't know the they couldn't knock the U.S. out with just a single blow. The U.S. made more ships in 1 year of the war than Japan did in all of the years of fighting combined. This brings us now to today. The war in Ukraine and Russia is now a war of attrition. We're coming up on 2 years since Russia invaded. But right now, it looks like the math is on Russia's side.
Well, yeah, he's going to ride this out as Putin, long as he's going to draw this conflict out as long as he possibly can.
And Putin does not care how many men he loses. He does not care about human life. Both sides have taken heavy losses in men and in material. But Russia has a lot more men than Ukraine. And because Russia is friends with China and North Korea and Iran, they can get missiles and drones resupplied pretty easily. Moreover, every city in Ukraine has been bombed and heavily damaged. No major city in Russia has had significant damage. So Russia's economic output is actually higher now than when the war began. All right, so why are we talking about this? Because Congress is thinking about sending $60 billion to Ukraine to help their fight against Russia. Remember, we turned the tide in World War One. We sent 100,000 troops over. Boom, we turned the tide. But here's the problem. Money doesn't create people of war fighting age. That's part of what Ukraine is running out of right now.
No, and Russia has just called up another 300,000 troops.
And Ukraine can't do that. They don't have the numbers. Real Clear Defense. Today, the situation is grim. The once dynamic fighting has slowed to a cruel slog, one that inures Russia's favor as Ukraine runs low on troops and munitions, while Russia maintains both in plenty. The long-planned, high-risk, months-long Ukrainian spring 2023 counteroffensive failed, with Ukraine unable to regain any territory seized by Russia.
Yeah, I mean, basically, Ukraine would need a 1-to-3 kill ratio to win a war of attrition against Russia.
And they're not getting that anymore.
And that's why there is no path to victory. And that's why you have so many in Congress who say, we're not going to continue to fund this war when there's no clear path to victory.
And you're not the only one saying that. Again, Real Clear Defense, this is written by a defense expert. The reality 2 years in is that there is no path to victory for Ukraine, not in the sense of pushing the Russian troops back to the pre-February 2022 lines of control. The $60 billion aid package held up in Congress will not significantly change the future. This fight is a long haul that will require additional aid. Okay, notice that. It's not just about this $60 billion. This $60 billion simply paves the way for the next $60 billion and the next $60 billion. Or what's more common is we do another $60 billion now, which would have to be followed by $100 billion later, or eventually $600 billion. And even then, that's not going to change the math of attrition in Ukraine's favor. Because again, money doesn't simply create people of war-fighting age.
And Ukraine doesn't have the money either.
No, Ukraine can't pay this back.
So
this goes on to our debt. So we're sacrificing the well-being of future generations of Americans for what? $60 billion is not going to get rid of the tank traps that Russia set up that stopped the Ukraine advance.
Which is why a lot of folks are asking, why is Zelensky not trying to negotiate some sort of peace compromise with Russia?
It's time for the U.S. to be real about this war and to step in to negotiate that peace that still keeps most of Ukraine intact before even that is no longer possible.
Unless Zelensky thinks he can draw the United States into the conflict.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Tired of living in pain every day?
Are you suffering from stress or having trouble sleeping? Your solution is CBD Pure. CBD Pure works and they guarantee it or your money back. CBD Pure offers your choice of soft gels or oils, or try their muscle and joint cream for sore muscles and tired joints. My wife enjoyed her best sleep in years when she uses CBD Pure. CBD Pure has 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you're not happy with the results, just send your order back within 90 days of your purchase and CBD Pure will refund your purchase price. And right now get 15% off plus free shipping when you use the code AGR. That's 15% off and no shipping when you use the code AGR. Go to CBDPure.com and use the code AGR and get 15% off plus free shipping. Enjoy life and feel healthy again. Go to CBDPure.com.
Every law-abiding citizen deserves the right to arm themselves and protect their family and property. If an intruder trespasses onto your property tonight, you have the right to defend yourself and your family. If you're looking for the right firearm, contact the experts at Red River Range. From handguns to rifles to shotguns and accessories, Red River Range has it all. Go to RedRiverRange.com and find protection for your family. That's RedRiverRange.com. If you have a question, call Red River Range at 318-716-3111.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country, and we're expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses to join with the fastest-growing conservative talk shows in our country. When you become a sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results, and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and click on Contact.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them, and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
My eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
To American Ground Radio, I'm Stephen Paul with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, Joe Biden is more than a day day late and a dollar short.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
he finally showed up in East Palestine, Ohio.
Oh, a year. He's a year late.
Yeah, and several billion dollars short.
Well, I'm sure the half-life of all those chemicals is now down to an acceptable level, so he could go there.
But nevertheless, take a listen to Joe Biden. He's just sitting around at a round table of East Palestinians in Ohio, and he's mumbling something like this.
I grew up here in Columbiana County. Went to Ohio University and stayed here to practice.
The Ohio University.
That's right.
The vice presidency, there were a whole lot of folks who went to from Ohio. And the big fight was, did he go to Ohio State or the Ohio University?
You know where I stand.
Now, of course, he's confused because it's Ohio State that's officially known as the Ohio State.
The Ohio State.
University.
Right.
But why so late? Why so late to an area, obviously, where folks were devastated by this accident, by this chemical spill? I mean, over a year.
Yeah.
It's almost like wherever there is suffering in this country, not only has Joe Biden and his administration caused it, but he's ignored it.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Where was Buttigieg? Buttigieg should have been with him. He's the Secretary of Transportation.
Well, Buttigieg is probably on vacation. Is he on maternity leave again?
I think he could be still on maternity leave or paternity leave. I'm not sure. I mean, he and his husband, I'm not quite sure how they worked that out.
Yeah, but
one of them, I mean, I guess one takes paternity.
Maybe they both take paternity. I don't know.
Not quite sure about
The point being, that's he was just on vacation, and so he couldn't go last year, and I don't know why. Well, Buttigieg did show up like 2 weeks later, right? He didn't drink the water, but he did eventually show up.
I think like on the outskirts.
Yeah.
Like maybe at the airport.
He certainly wore like hazmat material, but let's get to Fake News Friday.
You are fake news.
It is Fake News Friday. Here's how we play our game. I'm going to read you a headline. You tell me whether it's real news, fake news, or really fake news.
Okay, so real news, it was reported, and it's true.
Yep.
Fake news, it was reported, but it's not true.
That's right.
And then really fake news, well, that's just us making it all up.
First one, oh, by the way, keep your score at home. Keep score, and then go on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio.
I'm ready.
Tell us what your score
was. Let's do it.
First one, Joe Biden says he's looking forward to watching the Super Bowl this weekend. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
That is fake news.
Really fake news. Just made that one up.
Oh, I mean, it's completely believable. It's
completely believable. The Super Bowl last week was the most watched TV event since the moon landing. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's real news.
Yeah. Next one. The White House sent a Valentine to Speaker Mike Johnson this week that read, "Roses are red, violets are blue. The border deal was crushed because of you." Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That is absolutely real news.
Can you believe they did that?
Really expect anything different?
Okay. President Biden said this week he can't remember a single time when he had memory problems. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
Oh, man. You just made that one
up. Yeah, that's really fake news. Joe Biden had cue cards with the names and photos of reporters he should call on at a press conference, along with the questions that they were going to ask. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
Well, yeah, that's real news.
Yeah, so that's not really so much a press conference as it is a staged event at that point.
But he's done that since day one.
Yeah, well, this was more blatant. It was cue cards. Like, he picked up one, this one, and he then set it down, and there's another one. Like foam-backed cue cards.
It's like a card game.
Yeah. Joe Biden gave up cognitive tests for Lent. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
Okay, that's really fake news. Yeah.
Joe Biden tried to win back black voters by taking a black family some fried chicken for dinner. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
Oh, man. I did not see this. I'm going to go absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
This is real news.
What's worse is he took them fried chicken and he ate a hamburger at their table.
Well, I mean, he's watching, you know, he's watching his diet.
A hamburger is not dietary. It's not.
Well, I mean, it's, you know,
Okay. Anyway,
I mean, and what's the problem with fried chicken?
It's just such a racist stereotype. But okay, if you ain't black, you ain't voting. You got to vote for Joe. So
yeah, apparently.
Next one. White supremacists cut down a bronze statue of baseball legend Jackie Robinson just days before the start of Black History Month to send a message of hate. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's fake news.
Yeah, it was cut down by a Hispanic man who was trying to melt it down and sell the metal for money. Had nothing to do with hate. Certainly wasn't white people did it. Reading and writing is a form of white supremacy. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
Well, of course, that's fake news.
Yeah, but that's what the Seattle Public Schools was telling some of its kids. In California, it's legal to rape black women. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
It's legal to rape. That's fake news.
Yeah, Dante King said that. He was a lecturer at UC San Francisco for a Black History Month. He said that.
Just lying.
Whites are psychopaths. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
Well, of course, that's fake news.
Yeah, same guy, same speech. He's a charmer. Hamas is not a terrorist organization, but a political movement. Real news, fake news, really fake
news. Well, that's fake news as well.
Yeah, but that came out of the United Nations. The United Nations said Hamas is not a terrorist group. Climate activists dumped pink powder on the case containing one of the original copies of the Constitution. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
That is real news.
That is indeed real news. And the last one, the Biden administration wants you to eat bugs. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's real news.
That's real news. They have a $130,000 grant to find a, quote, sustainable protein source using crickets eating trash.
Okay, the pink powder.
Yeah.
They tried to put it on the Constitution. Don't they know it's hermetically sealed?
In a case?
And behind bulletproof glass?
I don't know.
Did National Treasure not teach you anything?
I don't think they've learned anything.
Maybe not.
We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Every law-abiding citizen deserves the right to arm themselves and protect their family and property. If an intruder trespasses onto your property tonight, you have the right to defend yourself and your family. If you're looking for the right firearm, contact the experts at Red River Range. From handguns to rifles to shotguns and accessories, Red River Range has it all. Go to redriverrange.com and find protection for your family. That's redriverrange.com. If you have a question, call Red River Range at 318-716-3111.
Tired of living in pain every day? Are you suffering from stress or having trouble sleeping? Your solution is CBD Pure. CBD Pure works and they guarantee it or your money back. CBD Pure offers your choice of soft gels or oils, or try their muscle and joint cream for sore muscles and tired joints. My wife enjoyed her best sleep in years when she uses CBD Pure. CBD Pure has 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you're not happy with the results, just send your order back within 90 days of your purchase and CBD Pure will refund your purchase price. And right now get 15% off plus free shipping when you use the code AGR. That's 15% off and no shipping when you use the code AGR. Go to CBDPure.com and use the code AGR and get 15% off plus free shipping. Enjoy life and feel healthy again. Go to CBDPure.com.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
President Reagan once said, if we don't know what we did, we don't know who we are. American Ground Radio features an online store with something for everyone. What makes America great? You'll find out when you read the book, Bright Spots Big Country. You can help your kids and grandkids learn who they are as Americans with the Conservative Kid Growth Kit, or listen to the educational CD, Freedom Reigns. Shop today and go online at AmericanGroundRadio.com.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
More powerful than a locomotive.
Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure!
No, it's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
I mean, this is the second year in a row. Biden has decided not to do the traditional Super Bowl interview, you know, normally right before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
There's some, you know, big reporter, anchor person.
But, you know, that actually, I think that was a tradition that kind of started with Bill O'Reilly.
When Fox had the Super Bowl 1 year, Bill O'Reilly did a Super Bowl interview, pre-Super Bowl interview, because that didn't used to always be a thing.
Yeah, but it's not always on Fox. I mean,
no, it's not. Other stations
went, oh, this is or actually, networks continue.
They realized, oh, this is actually pretty successful, and so they picked it up and they started doing it too. But yeah, Joe Biden, he's not going to do it.
I mean, it's the second year in a row, and you're running for re-election.
Yeah.
This is the largest... This is the largest platform.
Yeah.
Do you think it's larger than the President of the United States' platform? 115 million folks watching at one time.
Yeah. The last time Joe Biden had a primetime address, he didn't get anywhere near the numbers of the Super Bowl.
So here you have this huge opportunity to stand on a platform where 115 million pairs of eyes will be looking and listening to you.
Right.
And you're running for re-election, and you'd say, no, thank you?
Yes. And if I were Joe Biden's handlers, I'd say no, thank you, too. You never know what that other person's going to ask. They might ask him a question, and he might go,
and then they'd have to jump in and say,
whoa.